Eita eita Holland, ipiko hama zangu, nyanamngela nonke kuhlelo labasakhulayo, Zimbabwe omuhle, welcome, 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 mune chirongwa chedu, cheve chidiki, uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, lilami, ndini wenyu, Mike Hove, welcome, welcome, Zimbabwe omuhle, welcome to Studio 7 Live Talk, The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that is targeted towards tackling anything and everything youth. Zimbabwe omuhle, today is the 19th of February 2019, the Tuesday, Musuwe chipiri, olwe sibili, ikamalambi, zitarangu, ndini wenyu, Mike Hove. Alright, Zimbabwe omuhle, welcome, 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 mune chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, muineni ikamalami ngu Mike Hove. Today on our program, we give focus to the youth of Zimbabwe that live emaphandleni kumaruo in the rural areas. The population of Zimbabwe is at over 16.5 million, and according to Index Mundi, which is an outlet that focuses on broadcasting and tackling anything that is related to populations in Zimbabwe, not just in Zimbabwe, but worldwide, 33% of Zimbabweans live in urban areas, which automatically means, lababa shaimets, you understand, which is 67% of the country automatically lives emaphandleni kumaruwa. This means that at least 11 million people, Zimbabwe omuhle, 11 million people live emaphandleni. But let's break it down a little further. Of that 16.5 million, at least 62%, ngabantu abasakhulayo, these are the youth, vanwechidiki ku Zimbabwe. So 62% of 16.5 vanwechidiki ku Zimbabwe. Now we all, like I just said earlier on, 67% of that 16.5 vanwanogara kumaruwa. So mathematically, once again, that means vanwakawanda vechidiki vanogara kumaruwa. Unfortunately, both reports conducted by both Imandi and UNDF, which is the United Nations Development Fund, they don't specify how many youths live emaphandleni and how many youths live in the rural area, I mean, in the urban areas. However, like I said to you, mathematically, this just means ukuthi abantu abaningi vanwakawanda seeing as though a vast majority of the country live emaphandleni. Now, according to reports and research papers that have been conducted by experts, some of which, of course, belong to local universities such as the University of Midlands, in Zimbabwe, emaphandleni, a lot of people have difficulties accessing healthcare facilities, business, good quality education, and more. Not to forget the important thing that seems to be growing within today's economies, ICT, information communication technologies. With all that in mind, I must say to you all, billionaire and business mogul Ustrive Masiwa recently announced ukuthi yena, the Masiwas are looking to set aside $100 million fund, which is targeted towards ama entrepreneurs in Zimbabwe. Abasebenza vanoshanda kumaruwa. But let me just read it for you guys, seeing as though some of you might not believe ukuthi what did it say. Now, the announcement said, and I quote, "My wife and I have decided to set up a special fund of $100 million over 5 years for reimagined rural in Zimbabwe. We have also challenged our friends in the philanthropy community to join us to expand it across Africa." So this fund, of course, is mainly focused towards Zimbabwe, but we are kutaza. He's saying, "Aiwa, hama zangu, shamwari zangu, isusu anana suma bizimusu, we are making millions and millions and millions of dollars. Let's start the same thing across Africa." Now, let me continue. Uti, the fund which is coming from our personal money, imali yake yakashandira iye, will be dispersed as loans through Steward Bank, a member of the Econet Group. The money will be support projects from rural entrepreneurs and, of course, entrepreneurs who are willing to focus on rural areas. Then, of course, now for the conditions. Some people might not know. I'm sure some of you are wondering, my conditions, what do I need to do for me to have access to it? 25% must be set aside for an area in Zimbabwe called Matabele Land. Women must get minimum of 50% of that money. So over 5 years, $100 million, 50% must go to abantu besifazane. Young people must be the focus. Abantu abasakhulayo, vanhu vechidiki, hanzi ndimi focus yacho. Traditional businesses like stores, grinding mills will be excluded. We want to see a new generation of businesses to fulfill my dream of hashtag reimagine rural. Now, point number five, he says, a minimum that will be given to umuntu will be $1,000 and a maximum will be $10,000. Uthi, no collateral is needed. So, eneng, isikhathi esineng, abantu abaningi, they don't understand uthi, nxa usithatha ama business loans, a lot of the time, ibhenki lizakubuza uthi, kanti, what exactly do you own? What do strive basiwa uyasho uthi, of this $100 million that will be set apart for 5 years, no collateral is needed. Uyasho uthi, maximum interest of 5% will be, that will, of course, accumulated over the years as you pay it back. Repayments will go into revolving fund. Revolving. The one that you're paying back will go back in pagatin, you know, zogera mu community. All entrepreneurs must undergo training before loans. So you start by training and then uzatholi imali. No political lobbying for support. Dololo politics. Akayifuni politics. Uthi imali le ngeyabantu abasakhulayo 50% vanhu vechikadzi. We should strive masiwa. Uthi a special team will be set up to ensure uthi uhlelo lolu goes through. Isikhwama lesi is conducted accordingly. I want to use this initiative to challenge global donors to support mass entrepreneurship in Africa by putting my own money into what I believe. My wife is currently on a major drive to get this concept adopted by other philanthropists so we can push into other African countries. So, Jandani Shiyasu Tanangurapa, Hamadzang, Strive Masiwa, Anyatswati Aiwa, Vakuru, Zimbabwe, Ina Angu Pache, Jangu, Mariangu, Yanruku, Visa Muhomwe Mango, $100 million. Dagatari Sirokt Marie, Icha Shanda Kumarua, Goku Zimbabwe, and the $100 million, Icha dispersed for over 5 years. Kuti ayo anana business even avanuita zvema business kumushok anzi ndiyo mari ichange ichikubatsira ina chandiruda kunzwa kubva kwamuri Zimbabwe ndiruda kunzwa kwamuri hama dzangu kuti nemaonderenyu mari iyi yakanangana nokubatsira vanhu vechidiki here manzwa vamasiwa mustatement yavo vanyatsotaura hanzi aiwa vanhu vechidiki must be the focus asi nemaonderenyu ndizvo zvichaitika here. Asigati enremberi ndanyatso kutsanongura imtwakazo muhle ngichasisile ukuthi hayi umnumzana uStrive Masiwa is putting aside $100 million ukuthi hayi abantu abaphile abasebenza emaphandleni bathola ithuba lokuzithuthukisa. Uphinde washo wathi i 50% ye $100 million leyo ezabe ikhishwa over 5 years ukuthiwa 50% mayihambe iyothuthukisa abantu abesifazane. Uphinde wathi abantu abasakhulayo should be the focus. Uphinde wathi the minimum ezatholwa ngumuntu is going to be $1,000 kuthiwa maximum izabe yi $10,000. Hayi amabhond mthwakazi omuhle, hayi amabhond i-US dollar ama-Benjamins. So, ngenani kuhlelo Zimbabwe phinda imchiro wangwa, tell me, what does this mean? Does this mean ukuthi there is hope for the rural youth in Zimbabwe? Tell me what you think. +12024650318. Ndiyo namba yokutufonela kana muchida kuti bata pa WhatsApp. Ngalifuna ungena kuhlelo. Liyakhona njalo ukuthi thinte ecingweni +12024650618 6192077. You can call me in the studio. Asimsakanganwe hama dzangu lingakhohle njalo ukuthi tiri kutefa nyura pamasayisayi anoti 909 medium wave frequency sikhona njalo ku 4930 pa 6065 uyezwe pa 15460 kilohertz ku radio. Abafisa ukubukela ku internet sikhona ku www.voazimbabwe.com www.voashona.com tiri kutefa nyura zvakare pa www.voandebele.com. For our Facebook fanatics lingakhohle njalo ukuthi sikhona siyasakaza, we are broadcasting on our three Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7s, konanjalo ku VOA Ndebele. So feel free to write my comments. I'm going to be reading them. Feel free abafisa ukungena kuhlelo to write your numbers. We're going to be calling you. Njalo sitsheleni umbono wenu mayelana ngodaba olukhona egudwini lamhlanje. Kodwa lingakhohli Zimbabwe omuhle, don't forget to share the program. Kuitira kuti tione takawanda ukuze sibukele ngobuningi bethu so that we watch the program. In our masses, Zimbabwe omuhle, pindai mchirongwa, join our program.
Eita, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3. BigMyke3.
At BigMike3 is the username on Twitter and Instagram. Asixoxeni izulu kandaba pinda imchirongwa vandautaura neni ndiripo pa Twitter nepa Instagram at BigMike3. Munokwanisa kundi tweet ipapo tokurukura tese. Kuti sikona njalo tiri kutepfenyura pama Facebook page edu matatu VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele uyezve pa VOA Studio 7. Kotozi bapo mwushe ngikasisile na mbotsana ngura uti nasi ndeipi nyaya tukubata mchiru wangwa. To help me, joining me on our program to help me chinyato zenya iripo ndi Mr. Sibanda. Mr. Sibanda is an expert in youth development. Osebenza ngale eZimbabwe. He's worked alongside several different youths. Aba sebenza emaphandleni abakhangela ukuzithuthukisa. Baba Sibanda, siyakwamukela kuhlelo labasakhulayo. Unjani baba?
Ngiyaphila, kunjani Mike?
Hayi, ngiyaphila. Thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo baba.
Thank you.
So baba, ngizaqala lokubuza. The first question to you, I guess, in tonight's program is, what exactly is the biggest challenge that abantu abasakhulayo are facing, abaphila emaphandleni are facing eZimbabwe?
Yes, I think it's a really common challenge which is almost known by almost all of us. The employment opportunities available for youth are very limited nowadays. Even if they finish college, very few of them are actually absorbed in the employment sector.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them end up like having to be home, whether they are graduates, whether they've completed school, or they've not even completed school. So you have a situation where the person is completed, they have not completed, they are graduate, they are not graduate, but at the end of it all, they are just the same because the opportunities are just not there.
Now, earlier on,
I think that's the main,
like you said, that's the main. Before we get to, because we're still going to get to the employment part, because the employment issue, it's something that's just a youth issue across board, be it rural or urban. But of course, we're going to get to that. You touched on education sector. Now, a lot of people don't understand this, and I'm sure it's an issue Africa-wide. But however, I was reading an article that was done by the Herald in 2017, where they were talking about abantu abasakhulayo who have been turned away eskolo due to poverty, due to inability to pay school fees. So the article itself was saying nationally, at least 63% of the children have experienced being turned away from school for non-payment of school fees. Upinde wathi wachasisa ukuthi a big portion, of course, they broke it down into different portions within Zimbabwe, saying eManikeland is this many, eMatabeleland is this many, eMasringo is this many. However, they explained ukuthi in the southern parts, it seems as though that's arguably where one of the highest percentage is, 64%. Is there a specific reason why this big issue is so dominant eMatabeleland?
Yes. Well, in situation in eMatabeleland, in fact, I'm very happy with the local kuzanywa ngubaba Masiwa. Maybe it's going to help, especially when he's dedicating a certain percentage of the fund yokuphakamisa abantu abatsha in that region in eMatabeleland. But ama issues eMatabeleland angabe manengi hobe. One of them really is that ama schools wona ngokwawo, we have not got to a situation where all our schools are fully equipped to the extent that abantu abatsha can actually get out and compete effectively with their counterparts in other parts of the country. Like in area ya ma sciences, ungezwa obaba bethu abasikhangeleyo ama politicians bahlezi bekhala. That area really is not really like attended to. completely. So those opportunities are actually lessened by the very idea yokuthi abantu abasha might get out and maybe 90-80% of them bengama arts designed people. That alone reduces the possibility of them ukuthi ba lokhu ze babe sesikolo kuhle. Nokunye kwakhona khonoko. Okwesibili, i-agriculture sector yethu eMathebeleland and ayi-developed as what is happening throughout the country. As I speak right now, khathesi ngise Harare, I've been marveling as I was driving up coming to Harare from Matabeleland on Sunday. I-cropping situation ngapha is much, much, much better than what is happening. Ngale there is just drought okokuthi vele kwenza ukuthi abazali bangabi le mali eneleyo ukuthi labo bathengise i-agricultural produce and send abantwana to school ngokunye kwakhona khonoko.
So manje baba uke wayithinta le ndaba I guess we'll just cover it under ama ICTs, ama information technologies, communication technologies. How important is it ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo abaphila emaphandleni understand ukuthi ama ICTs asebenza kanjani? Njalo to what extent or how practical is it to implement policies that are lenient towards ICTs in rural areas of Zimbabwe?
Right. Kumele siqale si-address ama-challenges which we are facing kuma-rural areas amaningi. For instance, i-sector ye-energy is still underdeveloped kuma-rural areas. Because i-ICT will have to move with i-energy.
Of course. Okay, so uyafunakala.
Amagetsi ungananzelela indawo eziningi emakhaya kuba la ma-problems amaningi esihlangana lawo eMathebeleland. Indawo eziningi zingabe sekufikile amagetsi. But the generation capacity I want to see is lacking to the extent yokuthi half the time they might not be having power. And as long as the power ingekho, it means people can move an inch and go back 2 inches. Mbona ngani, this is one of the key problems that we need to be trying to address. And I was even thinking ukuthi part of izimali ezingatholwa ngabantu abasha in that region, they can even be generated mainly towards solar technology.
Yes.
In order to improve its generational capacity for e-power, so that the EICT can work effectively. And at the same time, again, abantu abasha can actually be gainfully employed running with the solar technology. For instance, there is so much of capacity to electrify even our households, something that can be done by abantu abasha, nxa abantu bele mali to pay for those services. Kungancedisa la ukuthi khona babe le income through that. So it's not just solar technology in terms of generating capacity for e-power, but it could be solar energy also in terms of abantu abasha besiba la ma livelihoods, getting that out of doing those things.
Now let's go back kancane. And I'm glad ukuthi you're the one who brought it up. Early on I had mentioned, you know, isikhwama sika babu Strive Masiwa, the $100 million fund that he's looking to set aside for the next 5 years, ekhangaluthuthukisa abosomabhizimusi. And one of the places that he's looking to target is Matabeleland. That is obviously one of the big places that a lot of, especially abantu abasakhulayo, are crying. Akula misebenzi, and izinto, and things, just the way things are going on, are not favorable towards abantu abasakhulayo. First, my first question to you is, how positive are you ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo are going to have access to these funds?
I mean, I'm very, very positive. Maybe it's my nature to be an optimist rather than a pessimist. Whatever program comes in, I believe what it requires is just support. Okuswelakalayo lapha, to be honest with you, obe ukuthi thina njengabazali babantu abasha, we are the first people to make them see ukuthi whatever is coming should be tried out, it might work. Because abantu abasha bona bodwa izikhathi eziningi. They quickly create the attitude yokuthi these things have been there before but asibonanga kusebenza. Because the issue yama loan there is not new.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time when the Minister of Youth had this paper, ama loan amaningi ebantwini abasha. But abaningi bangkhona babesehluleka ukubhadala for various reasons.
Mm.
But mina ngokubona kwami really, this is something which will definitely work. But this is how it should start. You don't start by giving umuntu a loan without telling them how they should use a loan.
Of course.
Ngoba kunye okwenzakalayo abantu bayakwanisa phela ukuthatha imali wobe. Maybe this is where we would have had problems before. Bayathatha imali. Abantu bengela idea yezinto abafuna ukuzenza. And as a result imali liyana ibisicina ingasasebenzanga. Uma sokumele bayibisele bangasenelisi. So probably what we really need to do mina ngokunanzelela kwami asiqale nini nge skills training for abantu abasha for those areas abale interest kiyo so that when they get these loans these loans are most likely going to be put to good use. Ole interest yokuthi ayenze I electrical engineering focusing on solar energy asimfundise nini kuqala. Ofuna ukwenza i-building asimfundise nini. Ofuna ukwenza kumbe ama livestock project asibafundise nini. Market gardening asibafundise nini. Through i-vocational skills first. But uma siqeda lapho, let us tool them. You cannot just maybe say umuntu omutsha has gone to a college to do i-solar maybe i-electrical engineering. And then you don't give him a screwdriver, nothing. This person might have a loan. This loan is all going to be used in buying ama inputs in order for them to produce. Tantike, they should be using this loan. Ukuthi bathini, baqalise ukuthi umuntu angamlanda athi zwana wena mfana kumbe zwana wena ntombazana. Akubuye ungifakele i-solar engine yami. Abe sesithizwana mina ngizafuna ukuthi umbhadale inkomo ngizabuya lento yonke efunakalayo from battery to panel to wiring to everything andile yakubona ukuthi uyabe seqalise ngono that way
ngempela
ngoba usengathengisa that inkomo and then ibe imali aqalise ukubisela i-loan meanwhile siyaphambili.
And then umbuzo
wabo that's how I see it really.
Hayi ngiyakuzwa baba Sibanda. Umbuzo wami ugcina and then I might have to let you go ngenxa yokuthi kulabanye ama guests that are waiting in line.
Okay.
You know, another problem that abantu abasakhulayo, not just abantu abasakhulayo, but abantu abaphila emaphandleni eZimbabwe face is access to healthcare, access to quality healthcare.
Yes.
Is that not something that benefits abantu wonke umuntu? Is that not something that's necessary? And of course, is this fund or funds such as Ekambabu Masiwa, is that something that could potentially in turn uplift their standard of living to a point whereby they'll have access to quality healthcare?
And this is very, very, very important. Healthcare services, vele singathi thina especially emazweni abantu abamnyama ngaphakithi, ayiphathwa njengangapho lapho elikhona lina wona. Ngoba lina liqonda ukuba le health insurance thina kasikwazi lokuthi kuyini khonokho. Thina esikwaziyo i-medical aid futhi oza kuthi siyabhadala kudokotela kuthi ule short form. Kanti-ke, this is an area ngoba akulasizwe esingadevelopha singaphilanga. So-ke, this is an area enye adingancedisa ukuthi khona maybe nxa kungatholakala izimali zithuthukise ama-health centers that we have kuma-communities. Because ama-health centers amaningi, they lack ama-basics civilly because akulamali to effectively run them. And there are so problems esingathi thina kumbe engxenye ngekabani. Yi-situation esikiyo njengelizwe ukuthi vele imali kayikho kuma-sectors amaningi. And as a result, abantu baba lama-shortcuts amaningi basebenzise le zinto okungamelanga bezisebenzise, which are not even scientifically proven. Bezama ukuthi baphile. Kanti-ke if that area could be improved, it would anchisa, especially emalini yona le.
Hayi siyakuzwa kahle baba Sibanda. Thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo. I really really appreciate your input lamhla.
Yeah, I siyabonga dad. Yeah,
have a good night. So Zimbabwe muhle manzwa mavakunzi akuna va Junior Sibanda. He's an expert on nyadze vechidiki. He works with several different youths uko kumaruwa ku Zimbabwe. Tambo wabvunzawo nezvemari irikuda kuiswa na vamasiwa hanzi aiwa vamasiwa vati vada kuisa $100 million over 5 years kumaruwa ku Zimbabwe. Hanzi one of the areas that it has to be used on kumateveland. Hanzi 100 million e yakanangana nokubatsira vanhu vechidiki. Hanzi 50 million of that 100 million over 5 years. Hanzi vanhu vechikadzi should have access to it. Manzwa, saka tawabvunza vasibanda kuti aiwa nemaondere enyu, do you think kuti vanhu vechidiki will have access to mari? But aiwa hongu, he really really believes kuti mari ichabatsira vanhu kumaruwa, especially vanhu vechidiki nevanhukadzi. Asi ndirikunzwa kuti tine mteereri parunare. We have a caller ecingweni. Caller mlaleli, hello hello and welcome kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki.
Hello mkoma maiji makasimba here?
Ah mushe mkoma Donald zvirikufamba.
Aiwa zvino zvirikufara.
Manje tasangana kamugango mapinda muchirongwa ndudze kamaonda wenyu.
Ah ndinoti ge ndinoda kutenda hangu program yatangwa na vamasiwa iyi. Inga vachakanaka chinhu chakanaka chaizvo. Asi dambudziko randinoona muZimbabwe tine nhoroondo yekumisiza mari. Izvo iro tozikamwa izvozvo chitori hapana nguva zviramba izvo. Nemari zhinji dzimwe dzinobviswa nekuchiko dzomisiuzwa zoshandiwa mabasa anga asiriwo. Saka ndozva ndofungira kuti kana zvinhu izvi zvikangonzi vamasiwa vakada kungotanga programu vanozoshandisika vachiona mari yavo ichishandiswa mabasa asiriwo.
Saka nemaondero enyu muri kuti wori corruption ndiyo ichanetsa.
Corruption ndiyo ichanetsa plus mari iyo ichasvika mumaoko evamwe vanhu vasiri vanhu vechidiki.
Asi manzwawo
ndinovatova vanhu vakuru mapoliticians ndivo vanenge vakuhijeka mari yavo kuti mapuka makampeni avo zvavo zvinechekuita ne zvinangwa chemari kechavabva charasiwa pasaidi
vakuita
zvavo ivo.
Vamambomba ndiudzeiwoka manzwa mustatement yandaverenga vamasiwa vachiti aiwo one thing is hapana zvepolitics mumari iyi, havasi kuda zvepolitics, hakuna bato. Hanzi mari iyi ingaibatsire vanhu zvizvarwa zvekuZimbabwe, munhu wese, whether you support MDC, ZANU-PF, NPF, hazvina basa. Hanzi mari iyi haina divi rayakarerekera, one. And then secondly, vati haiwa, hanzi pane board inenge iripo, inenge ichitarisa kuti mari iyi iri kushandiswa sei. Do you not believe kuti board ichaita basa rayo zvakanaka?
Ndikupe mufananidzo mukoma vaii. Tine maorganization managarizenda organization vakaita sana chea Oxfam World Vision. Vanhu ivavo vachipinda muvanhu vanenge vachiita sokuti vanongoshanda vakazvimirira, but chinoitika paground ika hapana NGO kana kuti program ingapindwa ichinzi yabva kune umwe munhu individual ichizouya chi inenge yatoihaijekwa kare nevamwe vanhu makandela kana maNP kana kuti maGA zvezvavana vanhu vakawanda zvainge vanhu vakawanda ndo vanenge vava kunominata. Saka mushana tinomination process yevana vachasarudzwa vavauka vanenge vava kusarudzwa on party line unziza vandoreva vamasiwa havagoni kuzotekerera kuenda kwamupini wasotoka kuti vati mari iyo yapuwa Mike here kana kuti Max kana kuti Donald kana kuti zvivi. Vamasiwa vacho vanogona kungoshangosha mari, but zvefollow up nenge zvepagiraundi chatiyabva vana chavachachaza chavanoona zvezvavakuitwa nevanhu vane mukana wazvo munzwe zvandoreva. Bazva ndiudza kuti mari iyo inohaijekwa dei vamasiwa programu yavo vanga vaita nezvimbo zhinji dzingatobatikana network muzimbabwe. Iva vadowedzera havo kuti vaone maindomation centers vana vachinokwanisa kuti vanenge vapedza sikuru vachinotsvaka ruzivo kana kuti online vachiona kuti makariya vangatora ndeapi like internet cafe mapublic internet cafe anenge ari kumaruwao ndozvandotoona sokuti izvemari izvi ndiri kuna mari ichihaijekwa ichishandiswa basa risiri iro. Vamasiwa muchazovaona vachakasha mara munhu nokuti tinoziva history munyika medu ine nhoroondo yekuti tisabvisa mari dzii nezvakutogwara mapoliticians because vamasiwa vasi vachanominata mabeneficiaries vachanominatwa namakansela kana yangosvika kuvanhu inenge yava anda makansela anda maMP nevamwe vanhu vakuru yemisangano yakasiyana siyana. Saka ndiri kuona sokuti programu yavo ka yakanaka chaizvo asi painozogumira handizvo zvavanenge vakatarisira. Only thing ngavangoita tite ICQ dzinogova tekeshere kumaruva kusingabati network kusina michini hatigoni kushandisa makombiyuta vana vekumusha ndo zvavangade vatofokasa nazvo izvo zvokusungira vana vekumusha panyaya yeICQ izvemari plus panoda ruzivo kuti mari yacho ichandishandiswe chii. Ero vakaisa mari nyika yeminhamo kudai mari iyo inoshandisa pakutenga chikafu program chacha yemari iyo haisiyoandichazoona chatevede zoona sokuti deva masiyo akavanyatsokutsvakava mari aizanyatsokuvapa mazano panyaya iyo nokuti handioni sokuti mari ika
ndikuona patori nemuteeri ndikuti patori nemuteereri pafacebook ari kutobvumirana nemi hanzi true caller zvamuri kutaura ichokwadi.
Yeah, mari ino haijekwa ndo zvandoziva mapolitician ndovezano vakatomirira mari iyoyo.
Aiwa vamamboma ndakunzwa zvakanaka mukoma
mari iyo haina kwairi kudinga iri kutokaa mamwe javanhu vagara vachingotora mari.
Aiwa vamamboma
vachingotambura plus maprojekt anenge achinzitai ekupuwa huku kana kutamba kutengegwa bhora izvo ndo zvatajaira zvokunzi kana pakadzivisi empowerment patotengwa bhora kunzi kana kuti mafizi kunzi itai zvegardening handizvo zvinoda mayouth toda ICT ruzivo
muda ruzivo.
Muchabati vana vazhinji vanogona kuenda kuunivhesiti nekuti haazivi kuti kari apedza fomu 6 basi haatombozi kuti engineering kana kuti anenge asina kana chanoziva fanika mwana akakurira kuruzevha anaka seniwo handina chandichingoziva kuti ticha ndomukariya yandonochuza kuunivhesiti kwacho ndeipi ndozvi zvavangada vachifokasa nazvo vamasiyiwa zvo izvi mari zvokutinopa mayuti mari ka umwe munhu haana kana ruzivo kushandisa mari seni
asi vataura vanhu vakati vachakutrainai kuti mari iyi inofanira kushandiswa sei.
Vanhu vanenge vachitraina ava mayouth officers nokunzwisa mukoma maiko
okay
ndo panotanga kukaijepa program vanhu vanokutraina ndevanani mayouth officers atagara tinawo agara achitoshandira kana vamwe mapato misangano yenyu saka ipapo mari inenge yato haijepa haitombosviki sezva vanofungidzira vamasiwa believe me.
Aiwa vamamboma tagarwa bhamba patori nevamwe vateereri vada kupinda muchirongwa. Thank you so much nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma.
Thank you mukoma.
Hai zuro kandaba liyamuzwa umnumzana uDonald Mamboma akatembe kuti hayi le mali ekamasiwa kutswa it's going to be used towards corruption kutswa i-corruption is what's going to kill imali lena kutswa ngeke isetshenziswe ngendlela eqondileyo the way that it's supposed to be used. Hayi lena lethini ngalokhu whatsapp emakhasini yethu kukhasi lethu le VOA Ndebele ngibona ngani we're only streaming on 2 pages lamhla but I'm sure we'll try fix it. UDino Ncube uthi I'm watching you ngiseBotswana Gaborone Tubelang Pratino umsunduzo uthi watching you from OR Tambo yanga umsunduzo ekhasini lethu ele VOA Studio 7 kulabantu abaningi ababhalayo ama comments abo ngibona uCourtney uthi watching you from Cape Town kunjani eKapa bra Courtney zvakamira sei nasi musoro wenyaya I'm sure makuziya nokuti mabva maisa imwe comment muchine humbava uri muZimbabwe hapana chinobuda apa. It looks like Courtney agrees with what Donald is saying. Uzethi Dube uthi iConnect is dumping bond notes to the people at 5% interest rates awaiting the new currency kodwa uhlelo isikhwama lesa sikaqali umnumzana so how is that possible. Kodwa uMacha uthi I have also seen that the issue of marketing strategies is a great challenge which greatly affects even successful youth projects. I have seen that if a marketing information management systems is introduced it will not only give opportunity as a project but it will rather expand market niches. Uzethi uphinde wathi and the involvement of iConnect in the abuse and killing during the shutdown iConnect hitting 2 birds with 1 stone bona ngana akamthembi. Hi, kodwa wathi sathi umlaleli ndirikunzothi nomu mthereri and then we have our second guest so sathatha umlaleli and then we'll move over to our second guest umlaleli mkola kola mthereri you are welcome muchirongwa chedu uhlelo The Connection. Hey mthereri hello kola hello ayingibona ngani akabamba ucingo so let's move over to our second guest and then if we can get our caller back we will get our caller back. Ecingweni pachirongwa tavata pindwa vakva kupinda muchirongwa ndiva Vumani Ndlovu. Uvumani is part of the Rural Communities Empowerment Trust. He's another youth who works with abantu abasakhulayo emaphandleni. Vumani ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo bhutoma.
Yeah, bonga baba.
So welcome muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki Vumani, welcome to our youth program. Lamhla kuhlelo, I'm sure you've been paying attention. We're focusing on abantu abasakhulayo abaphila emaphandleni. Earlier on, I've touched on several different facets. One of the facets that I mentioned is Iskhwama lesi sikababu Strive Masiwa, the founder of Econet, who is saying he's looking to set aside $100 million over 5 years to not just uplift abantu abasakhulayo, but uplift abosomabhizimusi who are looking to invest in rural areas in Zimbabwe. My first question to you, Vumani, seeing as though you're a young person who works with these young people, who what challenges are young people facing abaphila ngale emaphandleni?
Okay, I think from the onset, let me stress out that the rural youth suffer from crushing poverty and then unemployment, considering the harsh economic environment, the fact that the country is going through rough patch in terms of the economy. So, abantu bemakhaya sikhangele situation efana la amayouth emakhaya yiwo athwele nzima kakhulu. One, kukhulunywa lapha nge ukwenelisa ku-access ama-loans. We know that the rural youth, especially where we work in Matabele, we have no access to those loans. Due to the fact that ama loans now are not administered at the local level where the youth can simply get in and submit their proposals to easily access those loans. So we discover that the centralization of these loans contribute to the great challenges that the rural youth face, especially those that are far from the center. So the center where the funds are administered. So that's one challenge that the rural youth face. We can have several youth empowerment, innovative ideas, but as long as those youth that are supposed to be empowered have no access to those facilities, then it becomes a nullity. You will also note that ama youth emakhaya, in terms of skills, awala ma skills, job skills that can make them to really compete favorably, for example, with their counterparts. So there is need for skills development. One guest, one of your guests also highlighted that skills development is quite imperative, especially for the rural youth. So we discover that ama skills ayaleka kakhulu kubontani emakhaya. One, you can give them ama loans and give them ama projects, fund them for ama projects, but as long as they have skills to market ama products, to market ama projects abawenzayo, ngabe futhi inkukhu, but where will they sell inkukhu zona lezo? So you need to impart ama skills emarketing to them, impart ama skills emsebenzi kibo, in order ukuthi labo benelise to compete namanye ama youth akwezinye indawo. So these are some of the challenges, but the greatest challenge is ukuthi kabala access to ama facilities angabenza beqalise ama projects in their different rural communities. And okunye kumele kwenziwe yiku-decentralize ama youth funds wona lawa. Ubaba uStrive Masiwa might have come up with a very innovative idea enenjongo yoku-empower the rural youth, but we discover ukuthi imali yona leyo izabe administwa eHarare. Nakuthiwa i-decentralized iyabe administwa koBulawayo, then how do you expect a youth from Tsholotsho to have access to imali ekoBulawayo beHarare? How do you expect a youth from deep in the rural Lupane ukuthi abe le access koBulawayo? Edinga khona ngale bazaba le access njani koBulawayo? So if uStrive enika i-100 million 500 million for the empowerment of our rural youth. I can't say divide Ngama province. Then from the at the provincial level, it is divided to Ngama district by district. And my Ikohunyanza would be, even those marginalized, would be very able to have access to those loans. But it will also not make much sense to simply give our youth imali to start our project without first developing their field. Ngoba uzathi kafuye inkukhu engela idea yokuthi inkukhu ifuywa njani. Uthi kaqalise i-pig project engela idea yokuthi ingulube ifuywa njani. Aqalise i-horticulture kakwazi kazi lutho ngakho khona lokho. So there is need for skills development. We discover ukuthi ama youth emakhaya kawala access to ama vocational training centers engcenye lapho kufundwa khona i-welding, okufundwa khona i-carpentry, okufundwa khona izinto ze-agriculture. So ukwenzela ukuthi ngazi banike ama-funds yona la benelise ukuthi bawasebenzise productively. I emphasize on skills development.
Wathi sihambe kukhasi lethu evumani ngicela wathi ngicela uhambe kancane ecingweni sihambe kukhasi lethu ngibona kulama comments amaningi angenayo. Thank you so much abantu abaparticipateayo. Please continue participating. Faka nama likes, faka nama hearts. Tell us what you think. Kukhasi lethu LVOA Studio 7 uFaith Katlo uthi bamboma you may be right. She went back to lokho okushiwo nguDonald about corruption. UP Chims Dziva uphinde wathi mari irikunzinde yokusha anzinde yokushande vapi vadziva ndambotsana ngura ndikati mari yakanangana nekubatsira vanhu vanoshanda kumaruwa vanana businessmen varikuda kuvhura mabusiness avo vamasiyo vari kuti vari kuisa $100 million per side fund ichatanga ichange ichishanda over the next 5 years yakanangana nekubatsira vanhu vechidiki uyezve vanhukadzi vanoshanda uko kumaruwa. Uzeti Dube uphinde wathi they have started with Ugiza project a solo financing. Ngiyezwa ubona ngani uzeti has some inside information. Uphi uphinde wathi watching from Bay Bridge uRobert Murima uthi watching from Mpumalanga ngibona ngani yilabo abantu abakhona kuhlelo tinothenda zvikuru nekutitsigira. Kodwa angazi vele ukuthi silomunye umlaleli thina emtheri. Do we have another call ecingweni? Ayi cha, alright. Wathi siqhubekele phambili sikhuluma lo guest wethu mnumzana uNdlovu. Ndlovini usakhona ecingweni?
Ngikhona ba.
Right, so one of the issues that a lot of people were talking about is they're skeptical ngenxa yokuthi babona ngani this money is going to be, I guess, defeated by one of our biggest issues that we have in Zimbabwe, corruption. Are you, as someone who works in these programs, as khangelela ukuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo who work in rural areas, confident ukut imali lena will actually go to its intended use?
Njengoba ngithile ekuqaleni ukuthi i-corruption ngeke sayibalekela ikhona, especially nxa i-disbursement of ama-funds lawa centralized. Kuza kuthi kusiyafika phansi, iyathi lokhu ihambe iziwa, ithi siyafika to the intended beneficiaries ingasekho. So kuqakathekile ukuthi kube lama-mechanisms that are put in place to cap i-corruption ekumali yona leyo. Yikho ngi-emphasize ekuthini nxa kungadecentralizwa, for example, kube clear ukuthi out of 300 million, how much has been allocated, for example, for Imathebele Land North? How much has been allocated for Manikaland? How much has been allocated for Nicholas? That ulula ukumonitor ukusebenza kwemali at local level. What nxa i-allocate for Imathebele Land? He was ukuthi i-administer at a certain office eseMathebele Land North. It's easier for me to demand accountability ebantwini bona laba. It's easier for our communities and the intended beneficiaries and our youth ukuthi nxa imali, for example, isisuke from i-province ya ku-district bekambe at district level bebuze ukuthi we have been allocated i-2 million. How has that money been spent? Isebenze njani leyo mali? Ngoba ngaka ama-youth abhenefithileyo from Lupane. But nxa imali yona leyo i-administratwa eHarare uyakwazinjani ukuthi ubumbano kumele umlande kuthi yadimanda iaccountability, uyakwazinjani ukuthi ubumbano kumele umlande usiyakuza ukuthi how many youth have benefited. Uzakhumbula ukuthi kuke kwaba lesikhathi I can't remember umnyaka mbe kwakungabo 2010 lapho uhulumende khona afaka i-10 million for i-empowerment yama-youth through i-youth fund okuthiwa i-youth fund. Uzafumana ukuthi logically ku-10 million yangkhona naleyo we expected ukuthi each province be allocated something like a million. But I will speak for Matabeleland North. Matabeleland North i-research esayenzayo showed ukuthi akula ama-youth abenefithayo from that $1 million. So we begin then to ask ourselves ukuthi yaya ngathi leyo million. Nga abantu abakumele bebenefite bengabenefitanga, that is corruption. Kukhona umuntu wayidlayo and yi-corruption esikhuluma ngayo naleyo. Kwathi-ke sokuba ngumsindo sokubuza ukuthi emamiliyoni analangaphi waphuma labantu ababengela ama-address, ama-address abo angekaverifaye ukuthi ngangaphi lowo muntu kwathiwa nguye obenefithileyo. You remember ukuthi kwaphuma labanye abantu abadala abangangaphi example, I can't mention the name, but kwaphuma laba abantu abadala abasephalamende omakhosini Shongwane ababenefita from i-youth fund when he was well above
youth age.
The youthful age. So these are some of the challenges that we face. Ekuthini, if the funds are centralized, there is no way we can run away from effect yokuthi corruption will take place. So let them decentralize. Five Mashiwa asoka hulumende. So we can advise him ukuthi afake ama mechanism at the community level to make sure ukuthi imali leyo ayitshontshwa. The communities must be educated to demand accountability yokuthi imali yona le isetshenzwe njani, they demand transparency. Those that are given the mandate to administer imali leyo must also be responsible enough to account to the communities, to account to the intended beneficiaries. And okunye futhi okumele sikubalekele yi-narrative yokuthi imali zama-youth kumele zilokhuze zi-administratwe ngabantu abangelama-interest kakhulu kuma-youth issues. Mina kani ukuthi mina the-youth organizations ezirepresenta ama-youth must be roped in eku-administrateni imali yona le, because they no better ama izinto that ezihlupha ama-youth. They are conversant with ama issues that affect the youth. So there is a dire need for them to be included in the administration of those funds. And secondly, there is also an emphasis should be made to the fact that ama politicians must distance themselves from the administration of those funds, because there is a tendency of them they manipulate ama funds now for their political mileage, for political aggrandizement. Uthi umuntu afike ethi yena imali yakhe, therefore imali yona leyo kumele iphiwe ama youth that are affiliated either to him or iparty yakhe. So ama politicians must distance themselves away from imali yona leyo i-administrate ngabantu aba-neutral, ngabantu abaku-development, ngabantu aba-understand the real issues that affect youth.
Ngiyakuzwa Vumani, ngicela ubambe kancane ecingweni. Mthwakazi omuhle, Zimbabwe omuhle, isikhathi 1:50 lapha kwelebelika 8:50 ngale Zimbabwe, sekusele 10 minutes phasara 10 minutes kuthishwe kumagume eChirongwa. Muchirongwa nasi thina Vumani Ndlovu, he is a part of an organization yona elenjongo yokuthuthukisa abantu abatsha abaphile emaphandleni vanhu vechiduku ava vanogara kumaruwa organization yavumani ndiyo inotoshanda nemi nguva patakutosvika kumaguma echirongwa asivoni kuti avantu vatsini vanhu vari kuti chii kumapeji edu ukasile tuele VOA ndevele kuno Ronald MP Dumisani. Ronald is very active. Ronald, siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Uronald yena uthi most of the youth will fail to draw business plans. I'm saying this ngoba nje sixoxa ngakho manje mina bengibhali Facebook bengibali Facebook page eka Strive nginanzelela ukuthi akukho abantu besindebeleni abaxoxisana lo Strive ngemali le kodwa ngibona abantu abase Nigeria, Malawi, Tanzania, Botswana, Zambia. Uphinde wathi these funds kuthiwe zisebenzisana le program ye Rural Entrepreneurship Centers eyizabe inika ugesu ebantwini abaku radius ye 5 kilometers. I understand kuyinto enhle lokho. So it looks like uRonald yena he agrees with what Strive was doing and uyamkhuthaza, he's saying go on bra Strive. Thank you so much bra Ronald. Let's go back to my guest and then as usual Zimbabwe Muhle, we end our program with some good tunes. Kodwa uguest wethu first bra Vumani usakhona ecingweni?
Kona.
Right. It says fike emaphetholeni kohlelo. One of the issues that abantu seem to be talking about ekhasini lethu is they're saying ukuthi, and Ronald has a very valid point lapha, ukuthi yena ubona ngani abantu abesindebeleni are not engaging this program. How do you, I guess, inspire or uyabakhuthaza kanjani abantu abesindebeleni ukuthi bona they realize ukuthi uhlelo lolu is actually tailor made for abantu abesindebeleni? One of the things Strive Masiwa highlights is a development in Matabeleland.
Okay, kuqakathekile sibili ukuthi abantu bangadeli baphatheke kunhlelo lezi, but asibe ni realistic enough and say and accept the reality yokuthi the reason why abantu especially from Matabeleland bengani kabala interest kakhulu entweni lezi is because of the experience of the experiences that they have gone through. Ukuthi ngaze bebhale ama proposals bathi ukuthi ama proposals aba not bankable, are not funded. So sebedelile abantu njengoba ngikhulumile ngendaba ye-youth fund asikhangeleni ukuthi bangaki abantu ababenefitayo. Uhulumende wayefake $10 million but bangaki ama-youth from Matabeleland that benefited from that money. So sebebone ngani yinto nje yokudlala, but angeke salahla ithemba, angeke salahla imbeleko ngokufelwa. What I can say is to urge them to write those proposals ukwenzela ukuthi nxa kukhononwa, nxa kuthengiswa ukuthi ekudisbeseni amafanzi lawa kube le nketha betayi, then abantu besebenzise an evidence based advocacy ukuthi we did write ama-proposals kodwa kasiphiwanga lutho. Kodwa kuqakathekile ukuthi sikuzwisise ukuthi kungani sehlela emuva abantu bemathebelelene. It is because of the experiences that they've gone through. Abadalile kakhulu bengatholi lutho. Now we hope ukuthi uStrive uli walk the talk. Naye sithi yena uzaqakathekisa kakhulu i-rural Matabeleland. We want to see that practicalized. Isebenzeka esenza khonokho akuthembisileyo. Hayikhona ukuthi kube on paper simply to please abantu bamathebeleleni.
All right, Vumani.
My emphasis is that let's try to have an equitable distribution of those funds per province. Ama-youth emathebeleleni kawabhala ama-proposals, kawaxhumane lo Strive ekhasini lakhe langezincwadi lungise kuqalise ukuthi bebhale ama-proposals for ama-projects abakhandelele.
My last question to you before we have to let you go, njengoba sesifike emaphethelweni kohlelo, is there hope for abantu abasakhulayo who live emaphandleni eZimbabwe?
Ngomnotho welizwe njengoba siwubona umemanzonzo kangaka ungathengisi ukuthi ilizwe lile capacity in the next few years to economically develop. Kungani ihope iya isiphala, but if ungaba the political will to develop and the collective action to develop economy in Zimbabwe, kuvula ama industries, abantwana besebenze, ihope ingaba khona. Ilizwe kalifanga kakhulu, has the natural resources to develop this country. Only what is needed is a political will and a good will towards economic development yelizwe. Future yabantwana yama youth ikhangelisiswe kuhle, abantu bengabi selfish ukuthi begcwalise ezabo izikhwama kuphela, bengakhangeli i-sustainability ye-economy to cater for the future generations yama youth akhona kathela.
Hi Vumani, thank you so much. Ngokungena kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo mnumzana, we really really appreciate your input tonight on tonight's program.
Ngiyabonga lami kakhulu, thank you very much.
Well, Zimbabwe omuhle, you just heard from umnumzana uVumani Ndlovu of the Rural Communities Empowerment Trust. Siphinde sazwa njalo from umnumzana uJunior Sibanda, who is an expert on youth issues ngale kobulawayo okwamanje ushilo wathi useHarare. Hayi Zimbabwe omuhle, lina lithini ngontaba olusegudwini tudzeyo maondronyu pamsoro penya yathi nayo umchirongwa nasi phinda imchirongwa ini ndini wenyu Mike Hobe.
Eita, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hobe. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3. BigMyke3.
Imali yekolo ingoma ya DJ Skyver. Thank you so much DJ Skyver for letting us use ingoma yakho. Iskati 157 lapha e Washington DC. Uko Zimbabwe pasara 3 minutes muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. But as usual Zimbabwe muhle, we end our program with some groovy tunes. Lamhlanje kuhlelo we give our platform to Kelvin. Kelvin yena, he's the genius behind the songs such as Banjalo Abantu. That song was a hoot. Ngale kobulawayo Skupani, which featured South African sensation, South African superstar uKasper Nyovest and more. Kelvin is looking to headline his show mhlaka 2 March. So Zimbabwe Muhle, if you're looking to check out his tickets, follow him on social media at I am Kelvin. Make sure you tune out. But singakahambi kude, before we go far, ingoma eka Kelvin uthi Banjalo Abantu. Producer Azish.
Sola, agulala loco ngo banjala bantu, hey, bazokhuluma bakhuluma, bazosola basola, agulala loco ngo siye ichabuli amehlo mebona we singabana ilava ba singabana ilava ba siye ichabuli amehlo
Now, uKelvin uthi banjalo abantu. Hi, mthokazi omuhle isikhathi tu. Zimbabwe omuhle, make sure you check out uKelvin. Njalo lingalandela ku Twitter. Those that follow me on Twitter, make sure you follow me because I have a little special something for you. Abantu abayi 15 might be lucky enough to go to his concert. Just follow me on Twitter at BigMike3, BigMyke3, and we'll figure it out. Zimbabwe omuhle, tashuka kumagume echirongwa. Thank you so much nokupinda mchirongwa. But before sipheta uhlelo, asibone ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini Etsu. Our last comment, of course, goes to Umnumzana U Alice Masikito Uti. We need transparency. Lapo is talking about e-corruption. Uzetu Upilewati. We can't fund the youth under the corruption we have. Build industries that are community-based and employ youth as shareholders of those industries. Sibapo Muhle. Hi. Thank you so much for Mgena Uzelo. Good night.